Now just sit right there till we're finished with the show.
Good day, Yap Sheep listeners.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
We're here with an exclusive Yap Sheep interview of the Shellbrack girls, Tracy, Carmen, and Candace. What we're going to be doing is, because not everybody has grown up with a father who is a Christian, we're going to find out what it's like to have a father who's a Christian. These are girls in their teens, and girls, what's it like being raised by a Christian?
Strict.
Strict, okay. You want to expand on that? What do you mean?
Well, like, we have some responsibilities.
What kind of responsibilities?
Cleaning and stuff.
Oh, that's really strict.
Oh, well, we're allowed to do stuff with our friends, but we have different rules.
And why do you think you have these rules?
So we don't get into trouble, and we're good.
Anyone else want to add? What's it like to be raised by a Christian father?
I don't really know a different way to, so I don't know.
Because we haven't had experience with another father.
Yeah, so.
Do you guys feel protected and safe because he's looking out for y'all and he's trying to do his best?
Yeah.
What would you say are some funny things that he does in that test to try to raise you guys the best that he can? I know he's good at telling jokes. So.
He thinks he's funny, yeah.
But he's really not.
He uses the same jokes over and over and over and over again.
Like what?
Every time he sees a boy named Luke, he'll be like, "Luke, I'm your father."
Funny?
Not if your name's Luke.
What are some other jokes he uses over and over?
Whenever you say hey, he goes, "Save it." Oh, wait.
You might marry a cow.
Wait, explain that again?
You might marry a cow. When you say hey, he goes, "Save it. You might marry a cow." Like cows eat hay.
Any others? I know he always calls me his only friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then I heard him call other people his, "Hey, how's my only friend?" I'm just like, "Hey, wait, I thought I was your only friend."
Yeah, he has a way of using that a lot.
Now, does he call any of you guys his only daughter?
No.
Okay, that'd be bad if he did that. Any other jokes he uses over and over?
None that I can think of right now.
So just those three?
Pretty much. He uses well,
if you talk to him for a while and then talk to him again, you'll probably hear the same thing every time once in a while, I guess.
And then when he talks, his voice cracks.
It cracks? What do you mean?
Like he'll be talking, like, he'll be reading a scripture, and then all of a sudden his voice will crack, and it'll go high.
Like, so, explain, what do you mean by crack? Like, what do you mean? Imitate it.
Like, "Hi, my name is Jay." Like, he's so funny. It's like his voice will go high, and then, yeah.
Now, who do you think taught him all these great jokes that he's rotating?
I don't know. He probably heard them on a TV show and used them over and over
again.
Or
Uncle Eric.
Or his mom.
I don't know. Who knows?
They think they're all funny, but they're really.
Now, are you girls funny?
Yes.
I'm hilarious.
I'm really funny. I try to be.
Like, how are you guys funny?
My imitations and facial movements, I guess, are funny.
Imitations and facial movements, or
yeah.
Imitations?
Well, I can do a pretty good voice with my mom.
Oh, let's hear that. That's Barb. Now, of course, we're talking about Jay Shellbrack, and now we're moving into Barb Shellbrack. Let's hear it.
Now you got me all nervous.
Hi, I'm Barb. Today we will be talking about different things, and we just need to keep calm. Don't yell.
Awesome. Let me ask you this about each other. Who is the funniest of the three of you?
Oh, me. Yeah, I would say Carmen because she does the weirdest things.
Yeah,
more like a weird fun. I don't know.
Like,
depends on
the dumb things.
Oh, dumb things. Let's hear that. What's a dumb thing that she does? She's gawking right now.
She'll just like. Like, it takes a really long time for things to click with her. Like, you'll say something and she'll be like, I get it. Like, 2 minutes later.
And then, who would you say is the wisest?
Probably Tracy.
The years.
Now, how old are you?
15.
Okay. There's really not much age difference, though, so I guess you guys will be catching up to her, right?
I don't think there's a wisest one. I think the wise in our different ways.
Oh, that's another thing that Jay always tells me whenever I have a birthday. He's like, oh, I have a birthday. And he either says something like, oh, you're catching up to me.
Yeah. He always says that. Yeah, he always says, you're catching up to me. Like, no matter with anything, he always uses that.
So let's get serious for a minute here. You think your parents are just awesome? I think your parents are awesome. I think they really love you guys. I've never seen more faithful parents, but what do you guys think?
I think overall they are good, but I mean, everybody's got their moments. Overall, they do the best they can, and they're good parents. They try really hard. They're good.
Yeah.
Have they shown you how to love like Jesus?
Yeah, I'd say they have. Yeah.
Mostly, yeah.
And do you appreciate that?
Yes.
Signing off, we have here for our Yap Sheep interview with the Shellback Girls, we have...
Tracy,
Candace,
and Carmen.
And Joe Chepeta.
My name is Maria Chepeta, and Jake Shellback's actually not my father, but I've hung out at his house before because I'm friends with his daughter. It's been a fun time. What I think about Jay is my dad laughs at his jokes, and so do I. But his girls don't. I don't know why.
Denise, I know she has something to say. Denise Chepeta.
I think I always think of Jay as a father in the faith to me. I studied the Bible with his wife Barb, so he was around when I first started studying and coming around. He has this deep, confident voice that I always get a calm feeling when Jay's around. It's like, okay, Jay's here, it's gonna be alright. You just always kind of feel safe when he's around, and like he's got a lot of wisdom to share. I think he spreads that to other people too, with his wise counsel and his good jokes.
I got card from Jay.
Why don't you finish chewing and then tell us what you're gonna say?
Okay. I got a card from Jay.
A card? What did it say?
Go to the business guy.
He's trying to sell you jewelry? Of course, for his living, they have Shellback's custom jewelry. In fact, they did my wedding ring many years ago, and he did a great job. We're here with Jay Shellback. He is my father in the faith, and in fact, many, many years ago, over 8 years ago, he reached out to me, taught me all about Jesus. I'm so super grateful for Jay in this special Yap Sheep episode about Who's Your Daddy? Since Jay is my father in the faith, I just was wondering, Jay, how did you learn to be such a good father?
You mean with the kids or in church in general?
Yeah, really more with the kids, because we also have an interview with your three girls.
All right.
And how'd you learn how to be a father?
Well, you know, I think the thing that I've seen throughout the years is that society really tries to sway you to do what society believes is right about parenthood. And I think the thing that has given me great confidence is the scriptures and how they create a security for my family. And I think there's no greater joy than being a parent. And I look at a lot of parents who have kids and they hate it. They just hate it. And I think throughout the years, I've always looked at my situation and just asked God, I just don't deserve this. I'm just so grateful for my daughters. And the great thing is to see them change and to mold them into, just disciples and seeing their hearts change and seeing the maturity occur. And the tough times will come, but they come for all of us. But to see them fight through it, work through it, and become awesome individuals. And it's an honor just to be a parent. I love it. And it has definitely caused me to lose hair and go a little bit of gray, but that's where wisdom comes from. So I love it.
What's the easiest thing about being a father?
The easiest thing is when my daughters want something, they cook very well. And that's why I've gained weight over the years. But I love it. When they want something, they know how to get to my heart through my stomach. So it's awesome.
Now, I know you haven't heard what they said in the interview. What do you think they say? What would your girl say about you if they were asked about you? What do you think they would say?
I think they would say that my dad is out there, that he's a little bit strange, he thinks he's funny, and that... But I think they know that I have deep convictions about stuff, but they know I love to have fun. So I think that's what they would say.
And if you had just one sentence to say about the thing you learned most about being a father, what would it be?
I would say it's humility, learning to learn from others.
Thanks, Jay. And, of course, we'd like to thank our sponsor, this episode of Yap Sheep, brought to you by the Father, the Son, and...
Holy Spirit.
Bah, bah.